Bronson Arroyo and the Reds host the Orioles, and the veteran righty would get plenty of run support.
In the air down the left field line. Did he get it up? Bye-bye! A grand slam for Adam Duvall.
Adam Duvall touches them all as he drives one into the lower deck and left. His fourth home run of the season. And what was a 2-1 lead now balloons to 6-1.
That's in the air to right field and deep. And Votto leaves the yard, a two-run home run. He's starting to get heated up.
Well, for a while there, Joey Votto did not have a hit off of a left-hander. And he was busting out in a big way. Last couple of at-bats against lefties, he's been right on target.
That makes it a 9-1 Cincinnati lead. 0-2 to Trumbo. And again, we said he'll chase that all day long. That's why he strikes out about 150, 180 times every year. Fly ball to left center field. Duvall calling off Billy. Look out there, and Hamilton will make the catch to end the inning. Reds lead 9-3. And Drew Storen trying to get the final outs to make them 9-5. Nine pitches, three strikeouts for Storen in the ninth. Quite a way to cap it off.
Drew Storen caps off a 9-3 Reds win. Bronson Arroyo records his first Major League win since 2014. Brian Price's Reds club continues to surprise in the early portion of the 2017 season. Here's the skipper after another victory.
The other part to me was as equally as important was Joey hitting that two-run homer off the lefty for eight runs, 8 and 9. It just, you know, we know that Orioles score runs, and they can three-run homer grand slam their way right back into a ball game with the best of them. So, you know, you just kind of feel like every chance you get to add some runs on are big. And then, you know, Bronson got us through those five, and the bullpen took over, which was great.
This is a very offensive team. Even without Suarez in there, it's a long lineup.
Yeah, I like this team. We were talking about it today. We had a short, you know, meeting here before our workout today, just talking about the Orioles, but also talking about the club, you know, and our ability to score runs, and we don't have to force things. We don't. I think in years past, there's times where we really felt like we had to run more and do more, you know, just be a more active team. And though we will pick our spots and we have speed at the top of the order, you know, we don't have to force things to happen, because 1 through 8. I think we have a really nice club of guys that can contribute, and the guys on the bench, you know, when given the opportunity, especially Jeanette Kivlahan, have been very good.
You mentioned Bronson. He looked a lot more comfortable out there, and when he missed, he didn't miss by much this time as he was in the past.
Yeah, no, he was way more acute with his location and pitching ahead and being able to get back in the count with the breaking ball and threw some, what I thought were some very confidently thrown fastballs, which was the one last element of his game that I was really hoping to see. Today was throwing the fastball with confidence. It's not the velocity that he was used to before his injuries, but, you know, if he doesn't throw it, the chances of the velocity coming back aren't really there. And he just knows how to manage the zone and move balls around and make pitches that he has to make, and I thought he was very good tonight.
It's kind of a strange way, but with all the problems that you've had in the pitching staff, was this one of those where you kind of took that deep breath when Bronson finally got through the five and only given up a couple runs?
Well, I thought it was because we had scored some runs, you know, it was the important thing was not having to go to the long guy, not having to go in and get a bunch of out of Reed, you know, because Reed, you know, our intentions are to start Reed on Saturday. So we just wanted to get him a one inning tune up. You know, we didn't want Bonilla to come in and have to, you know, throw three or four innings. So we're able to utilize the bullpen, you know, for an inning apiece. And finish off that game, and everyone should be fresh and ready to go tomorrow. So yeah, even though it wasn't a, you know, complete game, five innings, it's a lot better than it could have been.
Bronson Arroyo fights back from arm surgery and having missed 2 full years of service in the majors to record that elusive first victory since 2014.
You know, with a couple of guys being on the disabled list, it makes it a little bit easier. But you know, I want to give this team the best opportunity to win the most ball games, and that's just the way it always has to be. It can't be ego driven. So, you know, if I'm feeling tired after 75, 80 pitches all the time, you know, there might come a time when some of the young guys step into my role and I have to be the long guy in the pen or something like that. But You know, I think Brian and myself are just keeping an open mind and taking it day by day and see what happens. But I was encouraged tonight by the stuff was a little more crisp, and I felt like I could get outs when I really needed it. But I still would like to feel stronger, deeper in the ball game.
I mean, you were able to get some strikeouts with guys on base. Is that kind of what you were talking about last time, being able to find those outs when you had to get them?
Yeah, with guys on that first and third situation, I got the soft pop-up and then the strikeout there of Hardy. Yeah, you know, those are the things you have to do to be able to get out of some of these jams. And if you can't, if you feel like you got your back to the wall every time you got guys on base and you're having to just either pitch to one side of the plate because your command's not there or because you just don't have anything else other than one pitch to try to get these guys out, it's impossible. I mean, you know, big league hitters are too good to be approaching them in one facet, even if you're throwing 95, much less if you're throwing 83. So, you know, it was nice to go out there and feel like I had enough stuff to control the situation, not let it get out of hand.
Adam Duvall goes 2-for-4 with the big grand slam. He's now batting .286 on the young season.
I didn't. It was actually, I mean, location-wise, it's a pretty good pitch. You know, I had two strikes on me, so I was battling, and, you know, I just ended up getting the barrel to it, and it worked out. So,
last, I guess, you know, this is a game of first, but tonight your first grand slam, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. I had to think about it. Somebody asked me if that was my first one. I had to think about it for a while. I wasn't quite sure, but I think we got confirmation it was. So.
You know, it's nice to get an early lead, especially against a team like this. I mean, this is a Baltimore team that can really hit. But you give Bronson a little bit of a cushion, and you know that if you can get a lead for him, he's probably going to be able to hold it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a veteran pitcher. He knows how to pitch with the lead. And, you know, he did great tonight. He was locating his fastball and, you know, working with his slider. So, you know, he looked good out there.
Adam, what was it tonight? I mean, you got a guy in Gossman that throws really hard, but you guys were just all over him. It looked like you guys were very aggressive. He was in the zone. You guys were hacking.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were being aggressive tonight. You know, we were trying to keep our swings short and not try to do too much and just try to get the barrel to it and let him supply the power, and that's what we did. So,
I mean, you look at this offense, and even without Suarez tonight, you put a lot of runs and hits on the board.
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, from top to bottom, our lineups, you know, it's pretty good. It's, you know, we got a lot of scrappy guys that, you know, aren't easy outs. And that's important, you know, when you go through the lineup as a pitcher for the first time, you know, make you throw a lot of pitches. And so, you know, it helps.
Well, congratulations on a big night tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Reds will try to continue their winning ways on Wednesday when Amir Garrett takes the mound against the O's.